catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Friday. Bang! It's Friday. Woo-hoo. Rejoice. Friday edition.
Yippee!
Of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Molloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Dave. Hello, Mick. G'day, Jane.
We love
How's
a Friday, and there's news dropping from everywhere as we go to air. Oh. One of the biggest stories in the world we'll get to on the other side of this. Trump has COVID-19.
Cool. That is huge news.
No one saw that coming. We will discuss that and the ramifications immediately soon, possibly in Clown of the Week, which
is coming up. It is, and it's Friday, so we love to do a bit of clowning. Plenty of that to get through.
Sure. Anyway, I reckon those parrots might get a mention.
Yeah, the Beyonce the swearing parrots.
Potty mouth parrots.
Oh, I love those parrots.
Which are making me laugh no end.
Well, as we've mentioned, we have a new entry into Club COVID. There might be a few others there, but
yes.
We've got Apocalypse Watch, which we're going to get into.
I can't believe what I'm reading here, but have you not today done an interview with John Bon Jovi?
What the hell?
Yes, I have.
Whoa. Dave's lunch. And you've gone and done
with
it.
With my blessing,
off
Jane.
Off campus.
Thank you.
At a time when we wouldn't see you.
No, and I did it this morning, and let's just say it went well. I was
awesome.
Chuffed. I really like John Bon Jovi.
That's massive.
It is John Bon Jovi. Jeez, so tune in after 5 o'clock, everyone.
And that's big. Hang around next week. There may be something even bigger coming down the pike.
It's all happening here.
But I tell you what, John Bon Jovi fans, you are going in for a treat.
We've
got the weekend review. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. Big news in the NRL, we are going to cover.
Mm.
We'll get
another breaking story there.
Another breaking story there, but this is the big one right now.
Breaking news that has just come out of Washington. President Trump just tweeted moments ago.
Tonight, FLOTUS and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together.
That test was confirmed last evening, is what we're hearing.
Earlier on, the U.S. president said that his close aide, Hope Hicks, had also tested positive for the virus.
Who traveled with the president multiple times this week aboard Marine One, the presidential helicopter, and on Air Force One to a rally in Minnesota Wednesday.
The president is someone who does have risk factors, and so that's a big question about the safety and the health of the president of the United States. Before we even get to whether or not he's going to be able to go to debates or any of these rallies or anything at the White House, it's the health of the president.
That is huge news. That's what I walked into the office today to hear.
Yeah. That is a bombshell. And so without rejoicing in the fact that an old man has COVID-19, which is never, you know, that's by the
well,
way.
He's very susceptible.
There's something about the circumstances, and it's like Shakespearean. Because the man who's railed against it, the man who said it doesn't exist, the man who said it's going to go away, the man who said it's just a couple of stories, who refuses to wear masks, who does everything, has got it. And it's like there's something about this bug that when it's all said and done, it's going to be a fascinating insight, because it's not political. It can't be bought.
No.
It can't be done. By now, they would have worked out a way to
It's non-discriminatory. This is what it happens to everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, clearly. Yeah.
It's non-discriminatory.
And it exists,
And it's science. Yeah. And the problem is, over years, they've trained the American public to not believe in science. Oh, what, climate change? No, that's not a real thing.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing. I don't have to worry about that. So when you do ask them to believe in science, it's too late because you've already trained him to go, well, what's science about? I've got alternative facts. He got it on a helicopter. So there was his whole party, by the way, his whole family was on that helicopter. So
yeah, that's true. And also Milan, his wife has got it, I think.
She has it.
FLOTUS,
has it. But look, he's a 77-year-old man. He's obese. He ticks a few of the boxes that mean.
They would be very worried about his health.
He can't do his debates. I would have thought he's got a quarantine now.
Well, I was concerned, Mick, when you first mentioned it, that he's just debated with Joe Biden, who's even older than he is.
Yeah. I don't think he could withstand a full dose of the COVID.
I don't think he could either. So, and I'm just looking, I can see vision of the debate. They clearly were not wearing masks when they did. They were socially distanced.
Yes.
But you just don't, I mean, there was a lot of shouting going on in that debate, wasn't there? There was a lot
of spitting. And
yes, and this is, you know, that's an issue.
So they got on that, so he was on his plane, his helicopter. Well, maybe the helicopter. That's a small vehicle. And with rotor blades, that's chopping some air around.
Yeah, definitely right.
You know what
you
I mean?
Think
his,
so.
His whole family was there. Hope. Here's the other bit of the story. Hope Hicks is his one of his high-ranking executives who was on that helicopter and on that plane flight. They reckon she got it. They were aware of it 2 days ago but said nothing until I think the Washington Post was about to break the story.
Okay.
So then he rushed into Hannity.
Fox commentator.
Yeah, I hope he coughed in
Hannity's
that,
face.
That direction.
He may, do you think he was in the actual studio next to him? I don't know if he was, but who knows.
But there you go. I mean, this is a bombshell. This year.
It's a soap opera.
It's been one of the most extraordinary years I've ever witnessed in my life. It's not done yet. This is like the third act of one of the most massive plays I've ever seen.
I'm actually surprised. I thought he might have got it sooner, honestly. To be frank, because he didn't wear masks for so long before that. And he's been to rallies and he's a bit of the Messiah sort of.
And apparently the culture at the West Wing is not, no, it's like you're encouraged. And this is what it is. I don't know how, when it became manly not to wear a mask.
That's
a leap I can't quite get to. But apparently you're more of a man if you don't wear a mask.
Good God. See, we need you to do a campaign. But then again, people go, I don't need to be told, like, what am I, 3 years old? Just wear a mask. You shouldn't have to have people shoving it down your throat. Yeah. But
so in the West Wing, apparently it's the way to get in the boss's good books is not to wear a mask. So he's just created a whole culture of taking risks with a killer, with a killing virus. So anyway, I just never thought it would happen because it's too perfect in regard as an epic Shakespearean style story. I will race home, and this will be my fun tonight, watching it reported on Fox and watching it reported on CNN, and it'll be like watching two different stories on the same.
Well, there's a difference. He's also got the best physicians in the world to look after him. So,
do we put him into Club COVID? Is that what
that's a good idea.
Club COVID.
Welcome aboard, Mr. President. When we come back, in his honour as always, it's Clown of the Week.
You got it.
It's a Friday song.
It is. The Cure. The Cure. Feel good for it. Friday, I'm in love.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
A friend defecated in their bed.
The freaking weird accident.
I've done all the brush.
David Williams in the chair for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Who will be...
It's
Clown of the Week.
Wow.
Well, that would have come in handy.
How's the hydroxychloroquine working out for you, mate?
Well, I don't know. I wonder if he's still taking it. I wonder if he was still taking it. Wouldn't that be interesting to find out if he had been taking it all
the time? Well, he said he was taking it all the time, and clearly it's done nothing.
Interesting.
Anyway, fire away, Jane.
I want to kick it off with I love hearing a good screaming child story.
You love a screaming child. You've been surrounded by them half your life.
You've got to laugh at kids who are, you know, doing something not particularly damaging, but this child was on a scooter screaming as a magpie swept on him, and I'm clowning his dad who took the video of it and didn't help his son. Let's
just sat there laughing at him.
Hey, hey, hey!
Poor kid.
Now, I believe the dad took him back for a second run at it. We must try and find
jumping back on the horse.
Come on. You can do this. By the way, good news at my house.
Yes. How are your birds
The
going?
Minor birds have turned up.
That's not good news.
Well, I'm monitoring it. I haven't seen them starting to build the nest yet. But they're there.
What happened? Yeah.
They're just out the front on my telegraph. I'm on the lines.
Yeah.
So I go to my balcony and there they are.
Right.
Coupling up. I said, oh, no, you should. You should couple up. And you should build a nest.
I want to warn them.
Yeah,
you're going to be so awful to them.
They are
leave them alone.
They are absolutely cooked.
Okay.
You know what I should get?
We're going to come. What?
I should get the swearing parrots. I get the swearing parrots to come and sit the lawn and swear at them. Get effed, you minor birds. Have we got
these
them?
These parrots are the best.
Have we got them?
Here's the story. Yeah, take a look.
Five African grey parrots were adopted by the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in August and placed in quarantine together. But when they moved into the main outdoor aviaries, they started swearing at visitors. It's also home to the parrot that went viral on social media with his version of Beyoncé's If I Were a Boy.
So that parrot, because they're mimics.
Yes,
so
they are.
Is it, it's not mimicking Beyoncé. It's mimicking its owner singing Beyoncé.
Yes.
I would suggest.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's one,
is it right?
One step removed. But
well, I think, you know what talking about, getting a parrot? The African grey parrots, that's what they're the particular breed of parrots.
They're the
and
ones.
They're the ones. I've seen it all on TikTok today that there's a whole bunch of other things on now. And one is seeing opera. One is seeing, you know, rock and roll. It's fantastic.
Oh, let's get some more of that because Gudinski does want to put out a double album.
It was an album. One I would happily listen to.
Get some lyrebirds on board too. They're good mimics.
I would like to clown next the Vietnamese warehouse that was busted recycling $345,000 condoms.
Come on.
No, 345,000 condoms. How can a condom be recycled? That's what I want to query. Let's have a listen to the audio.
One of the people detained during the operation admitted to preparing the condoms for resale, saying they were boiled before being dried, reshaped, and repackaged, explaining she was paid the equivalent of 17 cents for every 2.2 pounds of recycled product. State broadcaster VTV reported over 790 pounds of condoms were extricated from the premises.
Well, hey, rewashed for her pleasure.
That's a nice brand. What if it glows in the dark?
Next time I'll be doing retreads. You know, get that one back out there.
That is revolting.
About the puncture kit. I mean,
that is the worst.
How are they getting them? I don't understand.
Yeah, who's picking them up?
Who's taking that off?
Yuck.
Who's taking that off and running it down to the laundry?
There's a career aspiration.
No. Yep. Hey, don't buy dingers in Asia is why.
That's right. No,
I mean, I couldn't anyway.
You couldn't.
It's a size thing.
Oh, my God. It's Friday. We'll let him go. Make him happy. Just make him happy.
Yes, all right.
Do you want to go to Victoria?
Why don't we take Bradley? Bradley, we've got a call on the line just to mix it up a bit.
Hey, Bradley.
Hi, Brad. How are you going?
Not too bad, guys. I want to clown Dangerous Dave.
Dangerous Dave?
What have I done?
It's only a little thing, but you can let budgies out of their cage. That inside is fine. If you take them outside, clip their wings. Growing up as a kid in my parents, we had budgies all the time, and they'd sit on their shoulder. Drink off the big hand.
I'm not going to clip their wings.
No, we're not clipping wings on this show, mate.
You can clip one wing and then they fly around in circles. So they never get too far.
That way they don't fly away.
Around the house.
I'm clowning.
Dave, come around and clip my minor bird's wings if you want.
Okay. I'm clowning Bradley. That man, Bradley.
Bradley, he's just...
That is a common thing amongst... they do.
Oh, well, that's deplorable.
But yeah, I don't do that with my budgies.
Yeah, you got to do that sometimes at the budgie fights. Because, you know, you just got to make sure they can't get too far away. Hey, 133353, we're going to come back. Take more calls. We're loving it. It's a Friday. Be happy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Hey guys, just going to give you the heads up. Next Monday on Kennedy Molloy, and for the next 3 weeks, Virgin Australia have returned domestic economy flights for you and a friend to win.
Good sign.
We'll be giving them away on Kennedy Molloy well. Oh. It's got 12 months validity as well, so you've got plenty of time to book your flights. You can also enter online at kennedymolloy.com.au.
We just want Australia to get back on track. Yeah. We're going to do this. We're going to be the best country in the world.
Absolutely.
Stuff everyone else.
All right, clown, you got one, Jane, that you need.
And it's a reality show that I discovered last weekend called Smothered, about mother and daughter relationships who were frighteningly close. And this was the clip I played. I want to clown the mother-daughter duo, Sunye and Angelica, who shared the same bath water.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Angelica.
Yeah, Mom?
Are you ready to get in?
I'll be right there.
If the water is still hot, we will share the bath water. She'll take a quick bath and then I'll go right after her. She always goes first and I know it makes her happy.
When she goes into my bath water after I've bathed, shows me so much trust and a bond that is unexplainable. It's amazing.
Jane, amazingly creepy.
Jane, do you trust me?
Oh, my God. I don't know how much money I would have to take to go in after your bar.
A big shout-out to Shoko Asahara, of course, who's the cult leader.
Oh, your favourite.
From Japan. Who,
what did he used to do?
Make his followers drink his dirty bathwater.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But just imagine him in his own bath with a soup ladle.
No.
There you go.
I'd prefer not to.
You see Shoko, he was like this overweight Japanese guy.
Right.
That bath would have been like the bubbling hot springs of Rotorua. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Jason's on the line. Jason, who do you want to clown?
Mate, I know you put Trumpy into club COVID, but I want to clown him as well because I reckon he's putting this on because he thinks he's got Bowden's got him covered in the debates and the election.
That's amazing conspiracy theory.
Mm. So this is true, but our phones have been ringing up and I've heard it already. There are a lot of people saying it is fake news.
Fake news.
Because he really thinks he might lose the election, so he's just going to stop the debates. Is that what everyone's saying?
I don't know what people are thinking
anymore.
But he's, you know, here's a theory one of my friends has floated, and this is the one that frightens me. Mm.
Oh.
Imagine if he shakes it off. So imagine if he, like, he gets it, and then 2 days later he turns up going, oh, well, I'm back.
Done.
See? Told you.
Fit as a fiddle.
Just like the flu.
Just like the flu. Take your masks off, everybody.
Yeah. That would be an absolute disaster, wouldn't it?
Yeah. By the way, do you think we've tried, can we induct someone else into
the
we
floated us.
We didn't do her. So can we reopen Club COVID?
Well, that's a nice Men at Work Australian vibe for you there.
It is.
Well done,
and we are officially inducting, what's her name?
Melania.
Melania. Melania. She wants to be best but can't.
I
said can't.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'd feel like a dump button.
Just about.
Don't need to dump
just
that.
Made it.
Friday,
stop
Jane.
Being stupid. I'm giving you, that's her accent.
Jane. Okay, seriously.
Close to
okay,
mine.
Well, speaking of that. Speaking of swearing on air, can we please clown Todd Sampson?
Yeah, let's do that.
Once again, he's coming to a show that's 3 times in a row. We've had to dump him on air for swearing. Here's what you missed that we had to dump. You would be aware for the last 2 times you've appeared on our show, you have dropped the magic.
No, Mick, I am trying not to do that. So I'll leave you with this. Fuck you.
Okay.
Oh, Todd.
As we do with Todd every other time.
He lives on the edge, this man.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know what? He's still suffering from being in the voodoo, sort of he's possessed. That's what's happened now with him. He's officially possessed.
Should see me on a Sunday morning. I'll show you voodoo.
I need to get one of those dolls of you and just put pins in it.
Show you talking in tongues. Yeah. Hey, Chris is on the line. Chris, who do you want to clown?
I'd like to clown the people of a town in Romania.
Yeah.
They've voted a dead man in.
Well, they re-elected a dead man.
Yes,
what?
They did.
They re-elected a dead man.
Did they know he was dead?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. But my personal opinion, I think that they voted the best man in because at least he won't make any mistakes, will he?
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, he actually died 2 weeks ago from COVID-19 complications.
Oh, no.
Yes, and they said he deserved his posthumous victory, so that's why they did it.
The closest thing to re-electing a dead man would be voting for Joe Biden.
Oh,
I would have thought.
Yep.
Ross!
I hope he's okay.
Ross!
Hello.
Hey, guys, how are you going?
Good. Who's your clown?
I've got a clown, the meat hook that smacked me in the nose and left me
no
with
way.
The question.
No Sorry? Way, mate. What happened?
You got smacked by a meat hook. How does that happen? You a butcher?
I delivered to the butcher. So,
And
the meat hangs in the back of the truck. I've gone to flick it up onto my shoulder to run it down the ramp. And now every butcher's asked me, who have I gone round with? Because I've got this nice mark on the nose and blood, like a nice little,
I'll send us a picture.
Yeah.
Hey, they should have at least given you a nice steak to put on it. Isn't that what you do to sort of help the bruise along?
Well, you would think so, but no.
We put the whole thing on it.
I'll tell you what, we'll give you a case of Brick Lane just to sort of heal the pain a little bit for you. The draft, the you're going to love, yeah? Available
that'll
at Dan
help.
Murphy's. Enjoy that,
good
on you,
Ross. Have we got time for one more?
Sure.
Yeah, we do. Samantha's on the line. Samantha, who'd you like to clown?
I would like to clown Jamie.
Jamie?
Oh, Sam, come on. I thought we had something going. What's going on?
Well, look, you know, every woman, there is one word that just makes their skin crawl.
Oh, what was it?
You had to drop it on the radio.
I'm sorry. I did.
What'd you say?
And I think you know what the word
what is.
Is the
I
word?
Think I know.
What?
Is it the
moist.
Moist.
Ain't we? What? Moist.
Did I say it? Have we got a clip?
It depends what context in. If you say, we've got a moist towelette.
No, it doesn't matter. And that's what I said. I said moist towelette.
She's got moist in the nether regions. Now that to
me. Well, I would never say that, and no one would ever say that on air.
Jane, you made Samantha's skin crawl just hearing that.
I didn't say what Mick said. Samantha, I'm sorry. Samantha. I was being very cheeky by adding that M word.
Samantha, slap a brick lane coming your way.
Thank you.
Cool and a little moist.
Okay. I think we're done here. No hard feelings, Samantha.
You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. John Bon Jovi is on this show.
Oh, yeah.
In about 30 minutes.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
John Bon Jovi coming up real soon. Week in review as well. It's your big Friday show, Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Hugo, Jane, please explain what's been going on overnight.
Yeah. Okay, this all started yesterday with our mate Eddie McGuire sent you and I a picture from 1990 that involved Eddie, myself, you, and...
So Tom Gleisner, Rob Sitch, and Kevin Hillier, of course, who was our host and DJ.
He was doing breakfast with us on radio. Yeah. So this is many years ago. We were doing a breakfast show on Triple M. So as part of the, you know, we've been part of Triple M for a long time.
This is
right?
We're back for the old Hoyts building. Let's just say it's a looking undergraduate. Is that the word?
I would say yes. We look fresh-faced and hungover.
We look fresh. I said yesterday, you look beautiful. You look wonderful. The boys, as I said, it's just lucky we were funny. Because there's not a lot going on in that department. Eddie McGuire is wearing... I've never seen a nerdier looking bomber jacket in all my... It's like he's done up the top button.
Yeah.
Well, we know that Eddie loves wearing a suit and he wears a suit and it suits him.
Yeah.
And yet he's wearing a bomber jacket like a suit because it's very straight and it's done, zipped up to the top. And I think he's got like
a shirt. It's supposed to be undone and sort of look a bit rough and tumble.
It's supposed to be bombering.
It looks like it's been ironed.
It probably has been ironed by his beautiful mum.
What about your
mum.
Boyfriend? Excuse me, he's copying a lot of flack.
Rob's got his cap on backwards.
A lot of people say the feature look is Rob sits with a cap on backwards.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I like someone who said I look like a young Ice Cube.
Thank you. Cap on. Yeah.
And I tell you what, someone has said that Santo looks more like Mick than what Mick does. Now that's disturbing. If you know Santo and you know Mick, and I think on that cue. We decided to call Santo. Are you there? Hi, Jill.
Hello, Jane. G'day, Mick.
Have you seen this photo?
I've got it open in front of me because I've actually got the book. The book where it came from, the author sent it to me. So I'm looking at it at the moment. I literally received a WhatsApp text from a friend of mine in Sicily 5 minutes ago going, my God, I've just seen this photo of you. And I said, I'm just waiting to go in here right now.
Wow.
Okay.
You look more hungover than me. And Tom Gleisner has hair. This is what's freaking other people out. People are going, oh, my God, I had no idea.
Santo.
I was on a good paddock back then, wasn't I?
Yeah, you look like you'd eaten a lot of your mum's beautiful food, which we used to eat a lot of.
That's pre your first juice diet.
Rob's got his hat on backwards.
I know. People cannot get over that.
If there's one person that should be wearing a hat, it's me, because I'm looking at the hair and I think I know the tragic combination, all right, and that is... Because my hair's a bit curly when it goes on, it's called what I call the Sicilian afro, right? when you combine a Sicilian afro with a lot of gel, it kind of collapses and goes a little bit. Yes,
Santa, can I'm hoping that you will understand what we're talking about what I'm about to say. Mick and I were reminiscing, and we're reminiscing about the building we were in then.
The Hoyts building, which was in our opinion. When Triple M was in the last of the heyday, it was the Wild West still.
It was very wild.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you remember, and it was a series of pranks that were played and involved a Hawthorn footballer at the time, and it was You were mistaken for they wanted to get Mick, but instead they got you and held you up. Do you understand the story?
I totally remember. It was a different building, strangely enough. That was in the city. This one was in South Melbourne. But but I clearly remember it was a prank to get. What happened is I pretended to be a producer from the Steve Vizard show, and wrote a letter to a former AFL player, VFL player at the time, saying that we wanted to. Steve wants to interview somebody, a really sexy, good-looking ex-football player, because this guy was so up himself. And I said, you'd be coming on just after George Benson, but just before Jennifer Kite does the end of the news. And I sent it to him. I won't mention his name, but he got so upset that he was sucked in because he was walking around the office and telling everybody.
He was bragging.
So then he got some mates that were in armed squads or something.
The drug squad
or something. And one morning, they literally burst through the office, right? The office into the studio, right, where we were actually recording with guns, and threw me against the wall. They threw me against the wall, and they were going to arrest me then and there. And I'm sitting there going, knowing in my life that I've never taken a drug in my life, right? And I'm sitting there going, mate, this is bullshit. Just stop this. Stop this right now. And they kept on getting so upset that they were really, really manhandling me. And in the room next door, I think Richard Stubbs and the news director, they literally saw this happening. They didn't know that it was a joke. They would literally arm themselves with typewriters and objects, and they were about to club these guys because they thought that they were just crooks.
And all the girls in the newsroom are bawling their eyes out.
Oh, God. I find it's a good prank when someone gets pistol whipped.
I must say, having witnessed it, it was a sight to. I'd never seen a gun drawn on someone, I knew immediately there's something wrong.
The first time it's scary, but you do get used to it.
Knowing how Santo is, I thought they've got the wrong man.
I should never have gone to work with my violin case. That was my violin.
Hey, thanks for helping us reminisce. I think you look good in that photo.
Mick, you and I look like we've just let rip. You know, there's a bit of an impish kind of like I've just let rip, but we don't know.
You can see it on Instagram and Twitter under Kennedy Malloy. Hey, so thank you. Lovely to chat with you, Santo.
Can you give us a way to go, mate?
A what?
A way to go, mate.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
Not just because it's on the year.
I've done it for 2 decades. Okay, here we go.
Where did you go? Did you leave the room? Say it again.
Couldn't hear it.
Way to go, mate.
There it is. Santo Chilaro. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
John Bon Jovi. He's coming up in about 10, 15 minutes on Kennedy Malloy.
All right.
Time for a new segment.
What are you doing, mate?
I'm here in Queensland.
Queenslander.
I'm just like, mate.
News.
This is a happy day. Mick, please do the honours.
Beside myself.
Yeah.
With joy. I mean, part of me is torn, of course, because it doesn't involve me. But I'm just so glad for everyone living in Queensland. You are now allowed to go to a pub and stand up.
What are you doing, mate?
Here's the story.
You will be able to stand up inside and outside, whether it's a cafe, restaurant or a bar, and have a drink.
Oh my God.
There's only one proviso. We want people to make sure that they are keeping up with their social distancing.
Yes, everyone will do that.
Until we get to the pool table when someone's smacking someone over the head with a pool cue.
No.
This is a breakthrough.
It is a breakthrough.
This is what I'm looking for because, for me, this bug is beaten when I can walk into a bar and have a beer.
Have a drink.
Yeah. And I can stand there and do it.
And talk.
I don't have to be at a table. I don't have to order food.
I know.
I can go and have
It's too weird to sit down. Yeah.
In a friggin' pub.
Imagine.
Because that's what this country is all about.
Well, that is, I think, the Premier of Queensland to be able to make that statement must have been the happiest day of her life.
Yeah. South Australia for midnight, by the way. South Australia for midnight. All standing.
But I guess, and we're not going to preach to anyone because that is treating people like idiots.
Mm.
But just don't be silly when you do it. Do you know what I mean? So let's keep it.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, but if there's social distancing, do that, and then we can keep it going for everybody.
Shush,
please.
You're ruining it. It's a magical moment. It's a magical moment in
it's
a
magical.
Pub.
Yeah.
I'm
just
standing
keep it going.
There. I've got a beer.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember,
it's sacred.
Remember the late show I invented the bustle pants?
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember that? That's where you.
But why has that not been developed?
So it's a pair of pants that's got four bustle legs attached to the bum. So if you're walking down the street.
It's so logical.
And then you're going,
take
oh, this
break.
Is great. And then when you go to the pub, they sit down. So it's like it's like attached to your jeans.
There's something I've you know how I buy shit? You know I buy terrible things?
Yes. If you could get me some bustle pants.
I'll buy you some.
All right, Jane,
now,
what have
I
you
do,
got?
Well, I do have then, that's great. The high.
Mm.
I'm sorry to tell everybody who loves a buffet.
What are you doing, mate?
This is helps you, Queensland.
Mm. Sizzler restaurants are to close. And this is very, very difficult news too because who doesn't love an all-you-can-eat Sizzler restaurant bounty?
All-you-can-eat.
Loading up.
A big steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the problem, I think, with a buffet itself is not COVID-friendly, assuming.
I think the buffet's gone. I think the buffet's gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah.
I think it may have. Let's hear the report.
600 jobs will go when restaurant chain Sizzler is closed down next month. Sizzler's owner Collins Foods says the remaining 9 Sizzler restaurants will close in Queensland, Western Australia and New South Wales. It says Sizzler has been the hardest hit by the coronavirus pandemic.
She sounds like she's been crying. She's really emotional about it.
I am wondering how I'm going to break it to my children.
That bread they have at Sizzler is the best.
I know, but that's my kids. Any you say buffet to kids, they punch the air. Because you can have all food groups, dessert, entree, everything, all on one plate.
Well, Jane, we know there's only one thing you don't like at the buffet, and it's people who turn up in their pajamas.
That's right.
In fact,
standards.
If I remember correctly, didn't it force you? You were so angry that you dropped the magic. On air? Have you got it, Dave?
Yeah, he's the audio.
Dave got no bras on.
Scratch.
That's not a good look either.
I always put a bra on before I go to the buffet. This is,
I think
we have.
Hang
on, it's
outrageous.
Hang on.
That's how passionately I feel about it.
It's got to be your best ever. Because you didn't even flinch.
No. But all you have to do is put a tracksuit pant on. Just don't come with a pajama pant.
Why is the pajamas avoid?
And put a bra on.
It's too bad.
I know we're in COVID. You know, I might go to midday before a bra goes on. That's okay. But just put one on when you go out of your room.
I think it's people who wake up and they're late. And they know all the good stuff from the sports board's going to go. Oh my God, all the prawns will be gone. Quick.
And there's only the.
But Dave, you said you liked the bread.
I think it's a cheesy bread from memory.
That's sad. I'm sorry for all those people at Sizzler running that.
Better than the bread at Subway, which is no longer allowed to be called bread.
No.
It's too sweet.
It's basically cake.
Someone's told them that you can't call this bread.
It does have a certain smell about it, doesn't it? The bread, it's
delicious.
I love it. But
let's just say that. Let's just say that adding sugar to a bun is a little bit of a trick for restaurants.
It works for me,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Basically, and makes people want more. It's like a drug.
Okay.
I might go now.
All right.
Hey, Valet Sizzler.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sizzler.
Congratulations, everyone in Queensland. Please go to the pub.
Tell us what it's like.
Enjoy it.
Stand there.
Take photos of yourself.
Yeah, can you?
That's when I'll know it's all over.
Send them
to us.
What
are you doing, mate?
All right.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The NRL will investigate allegations of drug and abuse cover-ups at the Rabbitohs. The Australian reports the club and its staff hid the actions of former star and current development coach Sam Burgess.
NRL CEO Andrew Abdo says the league's integrity union is investigating.
These are very serious allegations, so it's important we stay calm and we conduct a thorough investigation. We'll also cooperate with the New South Wales Police, who have also begun an investigation into the matter. The commission do not condone violence, abuse or intimidation of anyone, let alone women. And we will take the strongest possible action that we can. We also do not condone the abuse of drugs.
Wow, okay, this is a huge story right up the eastern seaboard. And for anyone particularly enamoured by the code of NRL, it's a bit of a legal minefield. The accusations have been made. The Australian have been on the front foot in reporting this story. Rather than us wade into it and get it all wrong, we've got the chief legal reporter for Channel 9 on the line now, Danny Widler. G'day, Danny. Obviously, this is about some fairly destructive off-field behaviour. What are you allowed to tell us and what can we say?
You're allowing me to get it all wrong, are
That's
you?
Right. I just I've given you a hospital pass, I think.
That's my specialty. Look, let's talk broadly about this. Sam Burgess is an icon in rugby league. He's a legend of South Sydney. He was brought to the club by Russell Crowe, and he's a very close mate of Russell Crowe's as well. He's going through what we'd call a very nasty breakup. Marriage breakdown and also a custody battle. So let's put that out there first of all. And a lot of what has been said in that piece you put to air is based on allegations, and he has denied all of them. So we have to be very careful about saying that.
Yep.
But what we can say is that there is a pattern of behaviour here that's been closely examined by the NRL and now by the South Sydney Club. What's causing issue is who knew what and when. Was there a cover-up by the South Sydney Club? Did they know about all this behaviour? The South Sydney doctor has allegedly been involved in some of this activity. Did he report the matter to the NRL? Did he not? So he's facing some serious allegations as well, which I'm not going to go heavily into here because I don't have the proof as to whether or not they're accurate. So it's a heavy-duty story.
It is.
And it's a worrying story. And there's also, it's underlined with a real tinge of sadness on a number of levels. Obviously,
the behaviour
of Burgess towards the alleged behaviour of Burgess towards his now ex-wife.
Unacceptable. I believe Sam has stood himself down from any South Sydney duties because he was coaching, and I believe he's also stood down from Fox Sports as well. Is that correct?
100% right. So he was the assistant coach for Souths, and he'd re-entered the NRL bubble to do that job, and he was doing a good job at that as well. And, yes, he had a role with Fox Sports where originally he was working more in that ahead of Souths, but then he flipped it around, and that's happened to – that's stopped as well. So he's lost his livelihood already.
Has there been an official statement from the club as we speak?
Yeah, look, Souths have put a statement out saying that, they don't condone this kind of behaviour, as you'd expect them to say, and they're looking into it as well. The NRL were a little bit blindsided by this excellent piece of reporting, and they are now going to have to deal with it as well, and there's more to come. That's the worrying thing.
We have to say also that his lawyer has said the allegations are false and constitute an indefensible defamation against his client. This is from lawyer Mark O'Brien. It's apparent sources of the false allegations are those currently in dispute with my client over various issues.
Where does it go from here? What's the likely course of action? There'll be an inquiry, obviously. Is this a police matter, or is this a club or a league matter? Where's it going from here?
It's all of those things. It's all of those things. And I think that we're going to see more revelations about Burgess's behaviour come forward, or alleged behaviour come forward, over the next couple of days. And I don't know whether Sam Burgess, even if he is innocent of some, most, all of it, whether he can survive in rugby league anymore.
Danny, I think you summed it up before when you said the whole thing's really sad. I think that's how we all feel when we hear news like this.
Thank you for coming on and explaining that to our audience. Okay, we'll keep you posted. We might get you back on a bit further down the track.
Sounds
is
on
panning out, Danny. Thanks for your time,
good
mate.
On you.
Thank you.
Danny Wadler there from Channel 9. All right, don't go anywhere, because up next it's Jane one-on-one with John Bon Jovi.
Hello.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Wow. Minutes away now.
Yep. Are you ready?
Jane's one on
one. Settle down, everyone.
John Bon Jovi.
Oh, my God.
If you're flirting, if I hear any, recorded earlier this morning, hear any flirting from
you. You won't hear that. I'm a professional.
Are you?
Oh,
no, I'm a professional interviewer.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a grown up.
It has happened before.
And I admire John's work very much.
I cite you the KP interview.
I beg your pardon. Don't bring that up again.
Dave Grohl.
I did not flirt with any of these people. This is where you, honestly, it's a misnomer.
Ryan Girdler.
I was professional.
Ryan Girdler.
You are a dick. Stop it. Keep going.
All right. I hope you're on your best behaviour.
What else is happening after my big interview?
The Song Whisperer will be late, but not too late to get a run. Week in Review is up and running.
Yep.
Okay.
So we'll boot
Excellent.
At home.
All right.
But how are we going to get into this? Do you want to explain yourself, or we're just going straight to it?
Go straight to it. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Here he is.
Bon Jovi.
From 80s heartthrob.
I'm John. And we're Bon Jovi.
To globe conquering superstar.
100 million fans can't be wrong.
Have a nice day.
Next guest, John Bon Jovi, has been smashing out the hits and packing arenas and stadiums for just shy of four decades. And with the release of Bon Jovi's 15th studio album today, titled 2020, please welcome to the show, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer,
the one and only John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi.
Welcome, John Bon Jovi, to Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Well, there is no Triple M without Bon Jovi, I have to say, you know that. Rock and roll royalty. I'm in Melbourne lockdown, man. It's just insane.
Is it a new lockdown in Melbourne?
Oh, yeah. It's the most severe lockdown in the world.
Wait a minute. You're shocking me right now. So this is the second wave. This is you guys starting a second wave.
Yeah.
I read everything. This is not being recorded here.
You have had 200,000 deaths.
Yeah, we're at 200,000, and it's slowed for the time being. But we are not aware of this Australian lockdown. And that's very interesting because we're so concerned that the government are changing the words that the CDC are putting out. And they are hindering the speech of the scientists. That's what's on our news.
It's so severe. And I excuse that my partner in crime, Mick Malloy, is not here today. Because, well, it's 11 o'clock my time. He's a 54-year-old man still pining to live a rock and roll lifestyle. Is that anything like your lifestyle now, John?
No. I wish.
Well.
Maybe when I come to Australia it is, but other than that, I used to be me. That's what I tell my kids now.
In the good old days. First of all, one of the reasons we're talking to you, and I'm really thrilled that you've been able to do this, and I want to find out how you can put an album out now in the time of COVID. Congratulations. It's fantastic, and I've listened to all the tracks many times and love it.
Thank you very much. You know, we worked very hard on it. You know, and you're right. In the time of COVID, you start thinking of something trivial as a record.
And a great name, by the way, 2020.
Well, that's why, right?
Yeah.
It's such a topic record.
Sure.
I had to have it out in the calendar year. Mm. And I delayed it when we, in America, had our lockdown, which began in the middle of March. Mm-hmm. And it was meant to come out in May. And I was going to do the first 20 shows in America, just, you know, warm up.
Yeah.
And the tour was canceled outright.
Mm-hmm.
And the album was postponed. And when the COVID really took hold in the States, I decided to continue to write. And so now it's at a place where I feel like I've got to get it out.
I'm glad you have. We need albums like this out right now because we want to be uplifted. But what I notice is that there's some really poignant songs as well that feel slight change of mood for you guys, but I understand why, because you've got there's big messages to get out there.
There are. And these are the times in which we're living. I went out of my way to say, I'm just witness to history.
Mm.
Because, you know, some will say, oh, you're going to turn off half your fan base, or you're going to cause such animosity.
Gosh, that's not how I reacted at all, if that makes you feel better.
Well, I hope so, you know, because then that means you took the time.
Yeah.
To listen to the lyric. I'm just witness to history. I'm not taking sides.
Mm.
Neither, you know, saying that either are better than the other.
Well, it's a huge time in the US. Not only are you dealing with an extraordinary number of deaths due to COVID, and which is just tragic, but you also have this presidential election coming up. And the big thing that I see from mates that I have in the States and a lot of well-known people is just vote. And to me, because it's compulsory to vote in Australia, it feels so weird to us to hear people saying, hey, spend 5 minutes going to your local school or wherever and put a vote in.
40% of Americans did not vote in our last.
My God.
40%. You know, and then there are those of us who are involved for a year and a half out, paying attention to everything, reading everything, so you can have an educated opinion of those who are going to try to run the country.
So it's a very volatile time. Well, we're happy that you've got the album out. We're sad because Australia was surely on your map to on your world tour that had to be cancelled. But what I just wanted to touch base on is I follow, well, my kids will kill me for saying this, I follow TikTok, and I've only just got on board because I used to be really cynical about it and be a bit of a daggy mum about it. So I'm looking at it, and it must have an algorithm because suddenly lots of TikTok stories started coming up about wine. And that's what happens when you're on social media a lot and can tell what you like. And I saw this young guy with a bottle of rosé, and I thought, my God, he looks like John Bon Jovi. And it's your son, Jesse, with your rosé. Can you tell me about the background to that? First of all, it looks amazing, and I think we're getting it in Australia. But what's the story behind it?
We're sort of in Australia. I know there's, you know, some bottle on the beach that's made it.
Yeah.
But not in wide distribution.
Okay.
Our eldest son, Jess.
He should do acting, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I think. He's got the genes like you, you know, that he's just hilarious.
He came home with a concept.
Yeah.
And I drank rosé for many, many years, whether it was in the...
Well, snap.
The south of Canada in the Caribbean.
Well, I have, just in your honour, I have a glass. And this is mine, which it'll probably be my second favourite. I've got the Miraval.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know you relate to. It's going to be my second favourite rosé now because Hampton Water is going to be my first.
I can almost guarantee that you will
Hampton Water. Excellent.
But Jesse, you know, would come over to our house, and one night I offered him a glass of pink juice. And I used to say that just so my kids didn't think I was drinking as often and as much as I...
That's a good tip. Thanks for that. I'll use it.
Yeah, Daddy's drinking his pink juice again. And yeah. So I offered him a glass. He said, no, we call that Hampton Water. And my head just about fell off my shoulders.
That it's such a good name.
You know, and where we are in the Hamptons, and it's such an aspirational place. Mm. I said, come back with a business plan, and you've got something. And so he and his college roommate went away and came back with that, sought out the right vintner, the right distributor, and it is the most celebrated rosé of the last 5 years.
That is amazing.
Incredible accolades. And it's selling like hotcakes. You know, it's really doing great.
Well, fantastic. I have found a distributor here in Australia, so I will be...
Love it.
As we say in Australia, hoeing into that at some stage. And it has got, yeah, great reviews, so that's wonderful news. All right, it's been fantastic catching up with you, John. We are going to play your single Do What You Can right now on Triple M across Australia. And we can't wait to see you back here. We'll reflect on 2020, and everybody, that's the name of the album. Go out and buy as soon as it's out.
It's always great speaking to you guys, and I miss everybody in Australia. And, you know, just in the meantime, be safe. Take good care of yourself so that, you know, we're all together again next year.
We will. Cheers. Thank you, John.
I love you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We just spoke with John Bon Jovi. Well, Jane did one-on-one. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. Great chat,
How
Jane.
Quickly did it swing round to rosé?
No, it didn't. It took a long... you know what? Man. I thought I paced it well. And I will say, it was this morning at 11 o'clock when I spoke with John. And I did maybe pour a wine just so I could do a toast. And we're going to put a photo up on Kennedy Malloy to show. And I have a glass in my hand to cheers him, just to say, you know, I support
it
him.
It wasn't rock
he
and roll
laughed.
Enough for me. It wasn't rock and roll enough.
Why Jane? Not?
You turned it into like an episode of Q&A. You were talking politics. No. And
yeah, but that's interesting. That's who he is. And that's why we relate so well.
It just, you know.
It's flirty, I thought.
Very flirty. And also, too, I suppose. Well,
hang on. Just, it was not.
It was like an
look
awkward
at your
Tinder
face.
Date. It was like an awkward Tinder
date. Beg your pardon.
You
know, I was so relaxed,
you know,
and comfortable.
Those first dates when everyone's on their best behaviour, but they're trying to work out what the other one's thinking.
It's sort of giggly.
Please, God.
Just
listen.
Needed a candle. You just needed a candle and...
Well, I'm not having Gwyneth's candle involved. It was, you know what it was? It was just a chat between a couple of peers.
You know, there's a couple of
musicians,
like academics. A
couple of musos.
A couple of academics. Yeah.
Well, I would rather hear that, and that's what I'm...
deciphering what's happening in the world.
Our Triple M audience like that.
I have enough questions about Slippery When Wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what? Have a nice day. I'm not going to talk about that. Everybody knows all
down.
The Bon Jovi songs.
Calm down.
And what I love about John Bon Jovi is that he's been with his beautiful wife.
Let me count
no,
the ways.
No.
His hair.
I was going to say.
You've been banging on about his hair.
Yeah. I love his hair.
Yeah.
Were you immediately undressing him on Zoom?
No, I don't do that. That's really juvenile of you to say
yep.
that.
Did you get an ID? Did you get an ID like you know?
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi. What Dangerous Dave on your station, Triple M.
Did you get one of those?
No, because that's desperate.
Are you going to chat again? Do you think you'll chat again?
Yes, I think we'll catch up. I think I'll go to the Hamptons and catch up with him and his beautiful wife, who was his childhood sweetheart, and they're still together.
Yeah.
And
they're really... Cross coming out of Jane's room later on tonight.
So what if I have Christopher Cross as well? Hey, you stop hanging it on my taste in men.
We love your taste in men. We love your taste in rosé.
Yeah. By the way, the Hampton Water Rosé, which is a refreshing wine born in France, raised in the Hamptons, you can buy it at the robnickgroup.com.au.
We're here in Australia.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You know a good rosé, Jane, and if you rate that
I rate it so highly, and we're going to give some away right now.
133 53 How many? On board.
Oh, well, everybody, actually, we said it before, and it's too late. Everybody,
it's too late. They've already gone.
Oh. Yeah, they're already gone.
So don't call us, you idiots.
Okay, then. We'll give them away. By the way,
what was your favourite bit of the interview? What's your...
Look, everything was... You know what? We just had an ease with each other.
We were very comfortable with each other, I thought.
No, I wasn't. I'm not intimidated by people. Don't. I'm really not. It was like chatting with just an old friend.
I saw you flicking your hair, which you told me is a definite sign.
I may have flicked once.
I thought the leather jacket was a bit much.
Very good. Dave, how did you rate the interview?
I thought it was really good. Normally when I've interviewed him, it's always been about the back catalogue and playing stadium shows and stuff.
So everyone loved your interview, Jane. Yeah. Well done. Who are you going to sneak around behind our back with next?
Anyone?
It is the biggest rock band in the world.
Oh, jeez.
What are you talking about?
Settle down.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about. You know what? You know what I'm talking about because we're on board together.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said, who are you going to sneak around with next?
We better go to a break.
Talking about that at all.
You know what I'm talking about.
You've said,
you know what I'm talking about.
No.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave, earlier in the program, now this is bigger than John Bon Jovi. I hate to say it, Jane.
No, I think you're right, though. And so John would approve of this.
He would. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the demise of Sizzlers.
Yeah.
And you lamented.
I love the bread, the cheesy bread.
The cheesy bread, which is famous in the world. You go, you're going to miss it. Where are you going to get it from? Dave's on the line. Dave, you've cracked the code. You've got the recipe. What are you talking about?
I do. I really do. And I hope Dangerous Dave's sitting down.
I'm writing this down, Dave. Yep.
Well, you're sitting down first.
I'm sitting down here, mate.
Yes. Fire away. How'd you get this information, by the way?
Just a chef been a chef for 20-odd years, so haven't worked at Sizzlers personally, but, yeah, just kind of, as you say, broke the code.
Okay, what do you got?
I think so.
What do you got?
Three simple ingredients. Yep. Unsliced thick bread.
Yep.
Unsliced bread is one thing. Margarine or butter, doesn't really matter.
Oh, well, butter.
Well, no.
Okay, that's cool. Hurry and up. What's the last one?
And you know the powdered parmesan, the real fine one you get on the shelf?
Okay, yeah.
Old school kind of one. Your mum probably goes, Dave might not know it.
Hang on, mate. So you've cracked the code for cheesy bread, which is cheese and bread.
And that's parmesan.
And the butter.
It's the cheese.
And butter.
Dave, you know what?
Dave, get off.
It's very special, and Dave, we have an extra bottle. We're going to give you a bottle of Hampton water. Yeah, we are.
Oh, I was kind of hoping for a Brick Lane.
You can have both.
Brick Lane coming your way, the draft. We'll get there.
Dave, I've changed my mind about you. You're a good guy.
That's great. Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend. You got it. Coming up next, it's the Week in Review.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
One of my favourite times of the week, this time on a Friday when we get to reminisce about what's been the week of Kennedy Malloy.
And admire the work of Matt Dower.
Mm.
Dower back there in the studio, stitching
his
it all together.
His club COVID's been very good, too.
He's been on song with those.
Exceptionally good today. Yeah.
Can we post that picture he showed us the other day?
Oh, yeah, that's from 4GY Gimpy.
4GY Gimpy.
So sweet.
I tell you what, he would have had to watch himself in Gimpy.
I agree.
Deliverance country up there.
I need to be careful putting in those carts.
Here comes the Week in Review.
Started the week with Jane yet again bowing before the air fryer.
You just don't need to add oil or anything. You can make French fries.
Can you cook a chicken?
So good. Yes,
you can't cook a whole chicken.
It's not necessarily faster, but a microwave chicken would be disgusting.
Hamish Blake was also on board the air frying phenomenon.
I've done a lot of fried chicken in there. You know those like Sara Lee Nana's
apple fries.
Those mini microwave. Nick, you go and microwave your frozen apple pie live your sad life while the rest of us enjoy crispy on the outside, fluffy, hot, delicious on the inside food.
Instagram's algorithm was batting up some interesting results for Mick.
As a joke and to annoy you, I started following Brazilian supermodels. Now, all of a sudden, they've got me pinged as a bit of a pervert down at Instagram Central. Why? So now they just keep suggesting things for me that I don't want.
Like what?
You know, more big cans. It's no longer a special thing. It used to be fun when it popped up in the feed. Now it's just a cavalcade of norgs.
David Attenborough had a prehistoric gift for the royals.
Prince George got a shark tooth that's 23 million years old. My children would kill for that.
And can I say this? I reckon it's Shears. Shears.
Gwyneth Paltrow birthday suited up to celebrate her 48th.
Posted a picture of herself in the nutty. Front garden looking like Lady Godiva. Just imagining her cake with 48 of her own candles. 48 vagina candles. I'm going, woof. You don't want to get downwind. Quick, Gwyneth, blow them out. No, don't make the wish. Just blow them out now.
A survey revealed Germans are cutting back their meat intake by 40%.
No, they're called flexitarian.
That doesn't explain, however, that they have a diet of 100% meat and pretzels as we speak.
Now
it goes meat, 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 pretzel, meat.
Meat.
Pickle, meat.
And a perfect chance for Jane to bust out her German accent.
A juicy burger.
Todd Sampson joined us to chat about the season finale of his show Body Hack with a voodoo ceremony in West Africa.
They got me to ingest some things. I don't know what, like 100% alcohol. I'm on my knees, naked, towel wrapped around me, while they killed six animals and led them over my body.
That's Friday night at my house.
No Todd show appearance would be complete without...
The last two times, you have dropped the magic.
No, Mick, I am trying not to do that, so I'll leave you with this. Fuck you.
Okay. We, as we do with Todd, every other time, he lives on the edge, this man.
Denise Scott stepped us through lockdown bra conduct.
No one's coming to the house. It's just me and my partner, John. So we're in the middle of having dinner. I just take off my bra, hurl it. Don't care. Wow. You know, watching TV on the couch. Oh, take off my bra.
Denise, I dress up and I make sure I have a bra on when I do this radio show. But I must say...
Jesus.
No, I do.
You pop one on specially for the radio show.
I think
Good work.
Bunnings Sausage Sizzle returned in some states.
Sausage Sizzle will be back at Bunnings stores in the ACT this weekend and New South Wales next weekend. No announcement for Victoria.
So Mick demanded a sizzle boycott for Victorians.
We're all in this together.
No, we won't be trying.
Do not do it till weekend. Adam, you'll go out, won't you?
No, definitely not.
Bad karma's coming your way, Adam. Hope you get a poisonous sausage.
Or you burn the roof of your the onions.
John Williamson joined us on the 50th anniversary of Old Man Emu. And told us about performing the track for the first time.
I was 23.
Yeah.
I was performing in a restaurant behind the Imperial Hotel in Moree, and I had to sing it twice more. Never had that happen ever since.
I think you might be fibbing there.
Jane introduced us to Australia's best bogan baby names for 2020.
Perhaps you might want to name your new baby girl Corona. Someone called their baby sanitizer. This is a boy's name. Just replace the K with a J, and you call your child Jevon.
No. Who's on the line? Is it Jevon?
Yes, mate, I am.
Oh, my apologies, Jevon.
You are a Jevon.
Well, it's actually a Welsh name. My father's Welsh, so he woke up when I was born and decided, how can I make my son's life harder than it can actually be?
Lee Sales' recent interview with Sarah Huckabee received the highest of praise from one of America's finest newscasters.
Dan Rather said, a tough, fair interview, a masterclass in how to ask questions and demand answers. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, I was blown away to see that.
Lee, I've got a question for you. Have you been typing away during this entire interview?
Sorry, it's my earring hitting my house.
That's the answer.
You're not the
we
only
want.
One who asks the hard questions.
Karen from Brighton, Victoria is over the lockdown and is heading to Queensland.
I'm leaving.
But has to quarantine in the NT first.
You need to know and understand there's no alcohol.
Karen?
Hang on a minute.
Karen.
You're joking, aren't you?
Jim Jefferies joined us from the States and had snuck in a Vegas wedding since his last appearance.
We went to the little white chapel where they have the drive-in and all the successful marriages were there. Michael Jordan's first, Britney Spears' marriage. I didn't get the Elvis impersonator, but I watched an Elvis wedding. This is the thing with Elvis impersonators. They're all in their 60s. And the song he sang afterwards, "You're caught in a trap." Pick your song, Elvis. Pick your song.
But this week's breakthrough artist was this parrot out of the UK and its cover from Captivity of Beyoncé's If I Were a Boy. So we gave this bird some industry buzz and passed it on to Michael Gudinski.
Parrot sounds like an absolutely no-brainer to me. You're a lot cheaper to tour than Beyoncé.
And I am available as a support act if you wanted to have a little listen.
I'm sorry, Michael.
I know he does it all the time. Mick, I've got the perfect spot for you. You're in the cage next to the parrot.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy, and it's thanks to Neds. You can find the perfect match to your form preferences very easily with the Neds filter form. It's neds.com.au.
It's Neds time, by the way.
Yeah,
we
it is.
Roll into the weekend.
Friday.
There are races everywhere. There are finals in the NRL. There are finals AFL.
And it's beautiful weather right around the country too, Mick, for people to enjoy.
Get your Neds app out. It's been hand-delivered to you by the IT nerds down at Neds. Have done all the heavy lifting. And just go mad. All you have to do is push the button that backs the winner. Can you do that,
easy.
You idiots?
It's so easy. You call them nerds. I like to call them a team of sports enthusiasts and statisticians and
what about boffins?
Can I say
IT boffins?
You can say that. That's true. But they have got it in a nutshell. You can select from a range of preferences based on whether it's the footy, NRL or AFL, or whether it's table tennis even. It's just right across. But
yeah.
In the racing, they're going to pick things out for you.
Well, sometimes if you've got money on the races and the footy at the same time, but you don't know what to listen to, you could go to this race caller.
Checking his twin teabags, and I reckon that's how they're going to finish. They come through the gap. You know Essendon are giving the West Coast Eagles an absolute smashing. It's nearly 50 points. The Bombers are in front. Speaking of the Bombers, the Cobden Bombers in the Hendon League, the unbeaten. They'll take on the South Warrnambool boys in the Hendon League next week. But DeMello Moe's taken on twin teabags.
That is that's hilarious.
Clear on. Okay, not in the last 400 metres.
No,
are you doing it early?
Thanks for throwing me.
It was a bit, but there it is. Get it on board. It's like gambling Tinder, I say. It's that easy to just bag a winner.
Yep, go to your app, download it, or you can go to neds.com.au.
Yep, T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's the show for another week. We're done for Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy Malloy.
Big night for me tonight, Jane. I'm going home to watch a few hours of TV, which I'm hoping will be the best I've seen this year. And I'm not talking about Trump.
No, I was going to say.
By the way, I'm not talking about the Trump.
I have a feeling there's a football game on that you're
going to
watch.
There is a Richmond Tigers game on.
Good luck to the Tigers.
And my mate's bringing around, my good mate's bringing some food around.
Oh, that's
your
nice.
Your good mate's bringing some food around.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, that's right. He owns the flower drum. But anyway, I'll be watching the Tigers.
That is your best bubble buddy you could ever have.
For those listeners in the state,
bubble buddy.
Flower drum is the most exclusive restaurant in Melbourne.
It's the best restaurant.
So you're aware.
I'll be in the world.
Hemisphere, I would say.
Well, I'm going to relax with some Hampton water and enjoy the rest of the afternoon after my Bon Jovi chat. That was delicious. So I'm going to clinkety clink.
Hampton water. The only water you'll ever drink.
What? No, it's not even water.
Oh, it's not even water?
It's while I keep working on my own brand.
Okay.
Of rosé. So that's what I'm going to be thinking about all weekend, actually.
Do you want to just pick that up where I didn't know that wasn't water?
Oh, yeah.
So you say I'm going to be drinking Hampton water.
That's John Bon Jovi's wine.
Gotcha.
That we're giving away. Well, I know what I'm going to be doing. Just going to be cracking open another bottle of Hampton water, the rosé Bon Jovi and his son. Yeah.
I'd hate to be putting the bins out at your place on Monday.
They'll be heavy. That is a Sunday night delivery. I might get the boys to put that out.
All right, Dave, what about you? What are you up to?
I might watch my old Bon Jovi interviews that I did back in Nashville when I used
Get over it, Dave.
It was a pretty good interview, Dave.
It was very good, Jane. Very well done. If you missed it, the podcast, catch up. Hey, massive week next week on this show. Rob Halford from Judas Priest is going to join us.
Man, and a big surprise.
It's a rock and roll week as Jimmy and Jane and Barnes surprise. As well.
What about a surprise, Dave?
A massive announcement. You want to miss it that next week. Get any more.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.